The information discussed on this show is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. All content is for general informational purposes only.
It's Guy's Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guy's Guy's Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins. Guys, Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. Once again, this week is no exception. Today, we're going to talk about a lot. We're going to talk about DNA, Merkaba activations, light language, extraterrestrial contact, and the science of ascension with return guest, metaphysical practitioner Jerome Martin III, all here on Guys Guys Radio. You know, folks, are humans capable of far more than we've been taught? Is consciousness evolving right now? And what role might humanity play in a much bigger cosmic story? It's fascinating, mind-expanding, and it just might change the way you look at yourself and the universe. Today's show on Guys Guys Radio. You know, we've had Jerome on in the past. He worked with my wife and I, Uni, on a DNA activation. And we just had amazing results from that. And we'll get into what that is and how it works and why each person kind of experiences something a little bit different. And then we also recently had a Merkaba activation, which is a different than a DNA activation, and we're going to get into all of that, how that works and what were the results afterwards. And I'm going to bring my wife, Uni, onto the show, and she's going to talk about what happened with her, because her experience was different than mine, both very positive, but she had a couple of real breakthroughs in terms of how she's evolved and how she works and how she just feels and acts and her abilities on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, we're not saying that this type of work heals people by any means. We're saying that working with energy can help put you in a position to bring you back to the perfect person that you were when you came out of the chute, if you will, and before you got kind of clouded up by life and everything that comes with it in our 3D incarnations here. So I think you're really going to enjoy our conversation with Jerome Martin III right here on Guys Guys Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine every day clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, Guys Guys Radio, it is the interview portion of our show. And as you know, on Guys Guys Radio, we explore what it means to live with awareness, authenticity, and purpose. And sometimes that means talking about relationships, personal growth, and sometimes it means stepping into larger questions about consciousness, energy, and the mysteries of the universe, if you will. And today's return guest is Jerome Martin III, a metaphysical practitioner whose work focuses on DNA and Merkaba activations, light language, extraterrestrial contact, and what he describes as the science of ascension. He is also exploring the starseed histories and humanity's potential evolutionary future. Now, Jerome worked with my wife, Uni, and I with DNA activations where we encountered various aspects of our higher selves. It was amazing. And we work with these energies on a regular basis through our meditative practices and beyond, just in day-to-day existence, if you will. And recently, Jerome performed a Merkaba activation on the two of us, which was nothing short of profound. In fact, Uni has experienced some breakthroughs, which she'll share with us later in our discussion today. And you're in for a terrific show, folks. And whether you approach these topics with curiosity, skepticism, or personal experience, today's conversation with Jerome invites you to expand your thinking about who you are and what humanity may be capable of becoming. Jerome Martin III, welcome back to Guys Guys Radio.
Thank you for having me, Robert. I appreciate being here.
So, Jerome, let's start on a big topic. Do you believe humanity is in the middle of a major evolutionary shift in consciousness right now?
Yes. Humanity as a whole, as a collective, is going through what we would consider a dark night of the soul or a rapid evolutionary process. And this is where a lot of people are waking up to not following the script or starting to question the narrative, right? A lot of people are just awakening to this mass mind control that we've been under and starting to question the narrative of these elites and these governments and not just blindly following suit.
Now, from your experience and from all the folks that you're in touch with, this dark night of the soul, if you will, that we're working through, some say it's going to get worse and it's going to get a lot better. And we need to learn survival skills. And we need to be calm. We need to, quiet ourselves. We need to be aware at the same time. It's not just passivity. What is your sense as to where we're heading through this?
So what I'll talk about first is the idea of adversity, right? So a lot of people ask me like, oh, well, with consciousness and all this different stuff, or even the idea of God, like, well, why is there evil in the world? If the idea of why are there bad things happening to people around us or in the world? And my answer to that is that evil is absolutely necessary for growth. Without adversity, there's no opportunity to rise up and to have personal or collective growth. Adversity gives us an opportunity to shine, to help others in need, to stand up for ourselves and those around us. And so this is where, this falls into the dualistic system, is that it is a growth mechanism. And I do believe that 99% of the time that it does need to get worse before it gets better, because of the fact that there is a tipping or a breaking point, if you will, in that scale, that once it gets to a certain point, people stand up and they start pushing back. And so I do believe that that is, what we're seeing in these current times.
Okay. Some people believe human DNA, and I know you work a lot with DNA and activations. Some people believe that DNA holds far more potential than we're currently expressing. Are we only tapping into a fraction of our energetic and spiritual capacity with our DNA?
Yes. So as a collective, right now, humanity sits at around 3 to 3.5 of the 12 primary strands active. And this is where we're not using the majority of the potential that we have within us. The DNA itself, science has shown that it is basically like two different things. It's like a transmitter and a receiver, like an antenna, but it's also a storage device. They say one drop of DNA has like 47 petabytes of information available to be stored on it, which is more than any supercomputer that we even have at this point. And so the DNA is where all of your memories are stored, all of the images that you perceive, all of the trauma, everything you've ever experienced is saved on that DNA. And it's also a receiver and a transmitter of consciousness. This is how we receive our consciousness into our body. You and I both have a different sequence in our DNA. And you can think of the DNA as the IP address. Your specific sequence of your DNA is how Robert's consciousness comes into Robert's body. My consciousness comes into my body through my unique DNA sequence. And so it has a bunch of different purposes to the DNA, but storage device and receiver and transmitter of consciousness are the two major functions.
So, Jerome, does that mean that everybody, like flakes of snow, if you will, that everyone is different? Every DNA in everybody's body is different. Everybody has a different code, if you will.
Precisely. We are like snowflakes where there are no two that are the same, but there is a base template that all of humanity more or less operates within. And then there are deviations. And this is where each of the DNA strands connects to a personal and a universal stargate through the micro macrocosmic link. And with that, there is variation or deviance based on the soul's evolution. And so right now we are experiencing this incarnate body, but your soul is much, much larger than can fit in one body alone. Your soul actually incarnates into a bunch of physical incarnate identities simultaneously, and also non-physical identities as well, as you go up into the incarnate soul over soul avatar levels of the matrix. There are more versions of yourself, but the soul at any given time is incarnated into 1728 simultaneous incarnations. And so that's just physical incarnations, let alone these other aspects of ourselves. But the soul is much larger than the body.
Do you feel, Jerome, that the humanity's DNA has been tweaked over the centuries and over the eons by maybe other factors that impact on how we live and this living, quote unquote, kind of in the matrix?
Absolutely. There has been, we are, humanity as a whole are, basically an experimental project where we've been created and recreated over and over. We're in the third seeding currently of humanity, where we've been seeded and wiped out multiple times through things like floods or different cataclysmic earth, altering events. And so we've been seeded and we've been modified. The modern phenomena of ET abduction with the Greys or other species, there's so many for me to sit here and name, but a lot of this abduction is due to genetic alterations, modifications. They're either taking our DNA to use it for projects, or they're taking us and altering our DNA. And this is because all of these other species are trying to interbreed with humans to have a foothold here on Earth. It's all just a fight for Earth and for the Earth grids and for control over humanity. And so we have been altered. I forget exactly when, but there's stories also about humans being created by the Anunnaki and created to subjugate, and we're here as a slave race to work for them, etc. There's all these different things that point to humanity's origins. But what I'll say about humans is that we are originally a species of 12-stranded Orifem. So we are angelic by nature, and each of those 12 DNA strands connects to a stargate, and those stargates span from Earth to Pleiades, Sirius, Arcturus, Andromeda, Orion, all the way up to Lyra. And so there are 12 stargates, and so you are connected to a minimum of 12 different species of extraterrestrials. And so we have been modified over and over and over, and really we are just like the mutts of all this interbreeding of species. And so I'll give you an example. And this is something that is might be controversial, but it's very true. Everyone, have heard of the Lyra Draco Wars, where there's Lyran beings, and then the reptilians are the bad guys. But if you want to, be technical, that sure, we have Lyran DNA, but we also have reptilian DNA. We have a reptilian brainstem. We have a tailbone. When your skin burns, it peels off like a reptile's skin shedding. And so our base genetics has reptilian in it. We have lots of different species within us. We did not evolve from monkeys like science might have led us to believe. That's an interesting narrative, but why is there still monkeys? Why is there still all these other animals if we evolved from them, right? That doesn't make sense. But yeah, so we have been tweaked. We have been modified. There are people that have more or less of these different DNA in them. They have a particular attraction to genetics, but it can also be through the soul connection. As I've said before, that the soul incarnates into multiple bodies and it happens over and over. So a lot of us have incarnated as different species over and over and over. So our soul has connections through our cellular, our not only the genetic cellular memory, but our soul memory, our incarnational memory and history. And so some of us are connected genetically, others are connected through our soul. The incarnational memories are there, and this is where we have our connection to these other species.
So, by you're saying other species, could that be other extraterrestrial species and or animal species? Have people always been people, or could they have, in terms of our incarnations, could somebody have been a giraffe before and then they and now they're playing basketball or whatever?
People incarnate as people or other ET species. Our soul is much more advanced than these second density animals that are our counterparts here on Earth. And so, but what I will say is that a lot of these second density animals have been seeded by these other races of ET beings. When we look at different reptile species, those are obviously reptilian created beings. When you look at species of certain mammals in the oceans, dolphins and whales. We look at them as animals, but those are Sirian beings from the Sirius star system. Those aquatic beings are extraterrestrial in nature, and so there are that are what we call animals that we think as second density that are a lot more advanced. And this is why they make it illegal to come in contact with wild dolphins and things like that because they don't want us connecting with them because they are much more psychic in nature than we are, and they have an effect on us that speeds up evolution. A lot of this whole thing that they're doing is trying to stunt our growth consciously, and so this is where this whole war is about, with humanity, is about our consciousness, suppressing our consciousness. You're hard to control if you are spiritually awake and if you are mentally equipped.
Amazing, amazing work. Jerome Martin III, my special guest on today's Guys, Guys Radio return guest. Now, you do something called, which you worked on with my wife and I, the Merkaba activation. Is this simply a spiritual metaphor, or do you believe it's a actual energetic vehicle connected to human consciousness?
Yes, this is not a metaphor. This is Merkaba means spirit light body. This is in all of the esoteric and ancient teachings all over the planet. This is your just like how you have a physical body that your consciousness goes into, your third dimensional body, it is a vehicle for your soul. It's what moves you around in this third dimensional plane. Your Merkaba, your light body, your spirit light body is the vehicle that houses your soul in these higher dimensional states. So anything that you're doing with psychic energy that is outside of your 3D perception is your Merkaba. Whether if you are a practicing psychic, whether you're doing readings, healings, you're astral projecting, you are experiencing lucid dreaming, any of these things that you're doing with your consciousness is using your Merkaba. Nothing. What can so look at this. What can you not do with your physical body? This conversation we're having right now requires your physical body to eat, to read, to learn. All of these things require your body. In the higher dimensions, everything requires your light body to operate, whether it is your clair senses or whether it is moving or experiencing things. In those higher dimensional states, all requires this Merkaba. So what we're doing is we're turning on what is has been a dormant part of ourself for most of humanity's awareness. Most people don't even realize that this is a part of themselves. And once it comes online, it's like a piece of you that you didn't know that you had, right? Because most of us are experiencing consciousness through single vector, which means we see out of our eyes and that's all we experience. Most people aren't able to close their eyes and project their consciousness into other planes of existence or reality to have contact with ascended masters, extraterrestrials, angels, etc. That's not a typical feature that most humans currently have, because that happens once you've healed and cleared trauma, your Merkaba has been activated, and then you are able to, through DNA activation, move into higher levels or abilities that your DNA contains.
Amazing. One last topic before we get into your personal story, because people are going to be saying, well, how does Jerome know this? What happened to him? And it's a fascinating story. So we'll get to that in a moment. But light language is part of your work. And people who are not familiar with light language, well, it's like nothing you've ever heard. It's a language you haven't heard. It's beautiful. And tell us about what that is and how light language works.
Awesome. So light language is the transmission signal that delivers the light code frequencies that interact with your DNA that turns the switches on, right? And so the best way that you can think about light language is, once you already said it, is it's not a language that we can communicate back and forth like any other language on Earth, right? So this isn't something where you have to learn the words and learn how to use it. Light language is a transmission of consciousness, and so it bypasses the mind altogether, and it affects you on a physical and on a soul level, and it delivers an instruction manual to your DNA. And so this light language, you can think of it like the 5G that carries your cell phone signal or carries the service in that frequency, right? It is a carrier signal that can hold a payload or a deliverable message. And so this transmission signal affects us, like I said, on a physical and a soul level. So when you're receiving the transmission, you might feel things in your body, and you might be having experiences where you see, feel, sense, know with these other senses as the information is being delivered. And so what it's really doing is your DNA has something called epigenetics, which is how your DNA responds or is affected by your environment. And your environment includes frequency, right? And so this light language, what it is doing and how the DNA activates is through a set of unique signals called fire letter codes that each person has individually. Once these codes interact with your DNA, it turns on little epigenetic switches that allow these DNA strands to come active. And when they turn on and become active, they start streaming and receiving information. The best way I can describe this is if you're in your car and you're flipping through radio stations and it's static, static, static. And then once you get to the right station, you start receiving a transmission signal from a radio tower that can be thousands of miles away or on the other side of the planet, real time, live. You are receiving that live signal. This is the same way that the DNA strands work through quantum entanglement. That is harmonic resonance you're coming into harmonic resonance with a hertz frequency when we're working with radios, but your DNA works similar through these stargates with quantum entanglement. So once we have the right frequency and the right coding, the fire letter code sequence, the DNA strands like antennas light up and turn on, and they're able to receive that information. This is why during DNA activation, when we receive these transmissions, all of a sudden we might start remembering memories from past lives or different things happen or activate because we're now in tune with the frequencies from that stargate.
Okay, I guess the question that most people are going to ask is, who is Jerome Martin? You're a regular guy, but you got all of this information. What happened to you, and how did you get all this wide swath of information that you have now that kind of connects all the dots here? And you keep growing and growing every time I speak with you.
So originally, my story is very vast and long, but I'll give you guys the short version of it. I was a construction worker, and I started having friendly abduction experiences by these beings known as the Arcturians. They're from Stargate 7. And so they, once a month or once every couple of weeks, into daily experiences with them, where they brought me onto these interdimensional light ships, where they then trained me in light body science and mechanics, activating my DNA and teaching me how to engage with them telepathically, and how to engage this technology. The ships themselves are like living crystal fields of consciousness, and so they taught me how they communicate with these ships, how to engage with them, how to use this technology, and effectively basically put me in contact with other species of extraterrestrials that then gave me different codes and keys that give access to these gates. And so once I went through this training process with them, I was then equipped and able to deliver all of this to other people. And so I spent the last several years bringing other people up into these light ships to have contact with these beings, doing DNA activations. And then it has progressively turned into a whole training system of light body activation, where now I run the Light Body Boot Camp, which is a systematic approach to developing your light body. The light body needs to be activated, but then it is a developmental process. Think about if you sat in a chair your whole life, or you never used your legs, how atrophied they would be and how weak they would be at first. But just like any other muscle, once you start using it, it gets stronger. And so light body development is about feeding, activating, feeding, and then exercising your light body in a way to where it develops and it gets stronger. And the more you use it, the stronger it gets and the less energy it takes to operate. And so this is where once you start using this, all of your clairsenses start turning on and activating, and they start working cohesively with this light body. And so basically the system that I was taught by these beings, I've been able to reverse engineer and recreate for the general population to engage in this light body science and ascension science.
Wow, amazing. Let me bring my wife on, Uni, because we both had the DNA activation, and we also have had recently the Merkaba. Welcome, Uni, Manny, my wife, who is a very spiritual person and pretty well activated. So we're waiting her to boot up here onto the conversation. There you are. So what we're discussing, Uni, is with Jerome is we're up to the DNA activations as well, and we're going to get to the Merkaba. And Jerome was just giving kind of a background on how he works. So what happened with us is we had our DNA activations, and through that process, Jerome, I met five of aspects of my higher self. And they all, when I step back, I see they represent different areas of my life and different ways to help me. For instance, I have one is a I considered a I got a name and everything, I considered a guardian angel. I have one that kind of connects me with my star family. I have one that helps me with the day-to-day stuff on this dimension and the third dimension, the stuff we have to deal with. I have another one who helps me with relationships of all types. And the fifth one is about physicality. And they all look different. When I go into my meditation, I bring them up, they come up and greet me. And then I keep asking them, how can I best work with them? And they just say, just, ask for our help. And so I do that on a regular basis. Uni, you had a kind of a little, there's some similarities, but a different experience also because you made contact with a lot more. Talk to us.
Oh my goodness, that was amazing, first of all. That was so amazing. And I have to say, the amount of support and process that you bring into these activations is like at the highest level, I think. And when you took me up to your starship and you brought me into that room, even when I talk about it now, I could feel them encircle me. And I remember we kind of talked about it last time, and you're like, oh, are you meeting with them? You know, kind of a thing. And yeah, it's like they're always there with me, which is amazing. I had a lot of guides that came, and there were more, and I kind of felt like, okay, we need to step it back a little bit because we don't have, so many hours. And they were amazing. It was very, very surprising because it's not all humanoid. Some of the guides that come, they're very abstract, at least for me. I mean, I had one that was just kind of like this oozy kind of, figure and everything. But they're with me. I can feel them, and I thank you so much for that.
So,
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. For me, it's been very similar to where the guides, they show up, ones will teach me things, and then once I've learned less the lessons and I've integrated those lessons from those beings, the ones that were on the forefront tend to step aside and then new ones come in because they have different lessons to teach you. And it's an integration process where it seems like they keep showing up and giving you the lessons that you're ready for, and that I don't want to say they disappear, but we outgrow some of them in the sense that we've integrated their lessons fully. And then so sometimes they will show up, and then some of them will stop showing up, and it makes room for new ones to come in.
So when we're kind of getting in touch with them, I personally, I do it through I do my daily TM, and I break off part of it to do meditation and contact them. And then during the day, if I have a question about something, I might tap into them. What way do you suggest that people who go through an activation with you get in touch with these aspects of their higher self?
So there are a number of ways. The way that I teach it through my Light Body Bootcamp program is by establishing the place in your heart space known as your inner temple. So learning first how to access into this inner temple space, which is an interdimensional space in the fourth dimension, where we can go into this space. And this is the bridge between the lower astral and these upper dimensions. And so through this space, we're able to enter into a safe, protected space, and we're able to come into resonance with them. Because really what it comes down to is that a lot of people haven't made contact with these beings because they're operating at a certain bandwidth and they just don't have the ability yet to connect with them. And so when we go through this experience together, what we're doing is creating a bridge where we can come into harmonic resonance with them or match frequencies, right? And so going into this space to match frequency with them is how we come in contact with them. And once we have matched frequency and we have come into harmonic resonance with them, the frequency alone of that is the key or the access point. All we have to do is shift into that resonance and boom, they will appear. And so for me, the strongest way to do this, besides going up in the light ship where they occupy, I know you guys have gone through this with me where we go up there, we connect with them, but there's a way to bring them back with us to where we can connect with them. And that way is by entering into the heart space, into the inner temple space, because that is where we can make that harmonic resonance with them.
Okay. Now, the other activation you did with us, Jerome, was recently, and that was with the Merkaba. Could you, for the benefit of our listeners, just describe what's the difference between the Merkaba activation and DNA activation? And then we'll get into what happened with us. And then, Uni, you've got some good stories to tell about this.
Awesome. So the difference is the DNA activation, we are targeting the DNA strands themselves. And the DNA strands are connected from what I mentioned earlier to these universal stargates. There, it's a spiral of these stars that spiral outwards from the Earth going outwards. And so when we connect microcosmic to macrocosmic, there are places in our body that are bilateral and central where these stargates exist, and they connect through the meridians into the chakras. And so when we activate the stargates and activate the DNA strands, we're doing two things. We're clearing out trauma from the stargates, from the DNA strands, from the chakras. And this is, you know, when we first go through this, this is, you know, childhood trauma, different traumas that are associated with these different areas of our body. So we go through and we clear out a bunch of trauma, and then we activate the dormant or latent abilities and memories that are held in those strands. And so during that process, though, the Merkaba often activates as the DNA strands activate. So that is a common thing for the Merkaba to activate during DNA activation. The difference in what we did recently is what I call the light body reboot. That experience is like a hard reset. And so in that experience, we go through and we're clearing out a bunch of areas that might hold distortion in your template of your light body. And so this is the Merkaba, this is the chakras, this is the Hara lines, this is your central vertical column, which is more of the architecture of your light body, whereas the DNA strands are more of the receivers, transmitters. You can think of the DNA strands as like the hard drive and the Wi-Fi transmitters and receivers, whereas the light body reboot, we're doing a hard reset on the actual architecture or the structure, the anatomy of the light body. And so as we went through, we're working on the original blueprint template, we're working on the chakras, we're working on the like I said, the Hara lines, which is your central vertical column that connects you to source, connects you to Mother Gaia. So we're doing basically a hard reset on it. This is like if you were to take your computer and, you know, do a hard reset on it where we wipe the whole thing clean and start over. That's what we're doing. And it's not like affecting your consciousness in the way where you're losing memories. It's just resetting your light body back to its original divine potential.
You know, I've found that, and I know you're not quote unquote like selling this, but I've found physically a change from the Merkaba, particularly in that I had a little like a ailment on something, and it's gone away. Now, I don't know if that is related to that, but have you heard people tell you that their physical being has been kind of upgraded, if you will, via the process of the Merkaba activation and reset and reboot?
Yes. So in DNA activation and also in things like this, when we're doing clearing of different energies from it, and that has to do with that all of distortions or what we will call any type of disease in the body starts off as dis-ease, right? So there's some sort of emotional charge that comes from some sort of trauma somewhere that's held on the body. Once again, we think of the body as like a quantum supercomputer, and your body holds information. Your eyes are biological cameras, and the DNA is the film. And every time that your heart beats, whatever you're looking at is being timestamped. So every second, boom, 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 all the images are being timestamped. And the image is the story, which is the ego. What's important is the emotional charge associated with that, which is like the metadata on a photo. And all of that metadata is stored as emotional energy on your body. And if you do not process it, that emotional energy then shifts from dis-ease into disease through the process of coping. And so most people are coping from, different things. Like they wake up and they don't like the way that they feel, so they turn to the most common one is food, right? But there's drugs. But what they don't realize is that they are unconsciously assigning the toxin. So what people don't realize is that when you are coping from a trauma, and this is usually unconscious, people don't realize that this is even going on. They just don't like the way that they feel and they try to escape it. But what they don't realize is when you are unconsciously escaping from some sort of trauma through a coping mechanism, you are unconsciously assigning those toxins from whatever that you're putting into your body to the organ system responsible for processing that trauma. So this is how, people that are angry, that drink alcohol, end up cirrhoting their liver because they're trying to escape how they feel by coping through the substance. But that substance is then directly affecting the organ system, which is the liver that processes anger. And so this is an example of how that happens. And so the body always reacts to stored energy, emotional trauma, et cetera. And so when we go through and we do DNA activation, we clear out a bunch of trauma that's held in a bunch of areas of the body. And we also do that in the light body reboot. There's a lot of energy stored in a lot of places. And when we do a hard reset and we wipe a lot of that energy out, the body responds by going into its natural state of how it's supposed to be. And this is where some of this healing will happen, because healing is our natural state of being, is being in harmony and balance. And so when we remove distortion, the body goes back to how it's supposed to, which is this, state free from a lot of this distortion or these different diseases.
Exactly. Okay. Uni, now you had some amazing things happen to you following the Merkaba. Talk to us.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Remember, I was just sitting there and it felt like I was like a little bit frozen. I couldn't move. What was happening was I was getting such a flow from the crown going all the way down, and it was like a torrent. Like those beams in your background and your thing that you see there. It was like that. And it was just coming down. And I was sitting for I think 30 minutes. And it just kept flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing. There were no words. It wasn't even like I was experiencing a lot of stuff. It was just this flow going down. And I'm glad you're here, because I've been dying to ask you, what is it that I was going through?
So once again, like I said, your DNA are transmitters and receivers of consciousness. And when we sort of remove the noise, so oftentimes when we go through these different clearings and activations, what is happening is we are removing a bunch of distortion, which is like static in our energy field, which slows down the bandwidth or the speed at which we can receive signal. And so this is where the signal is amplified and can feel like a flow of energy pouring into us, because that is what the purpose of your energetic pillar and your crown is to receive and process energy and frequency. And a lot of times it is the distortion that is in our field that is created through trauma or even our own karma, right? Because karma is just action, and our actions and our choices can distort our DNA and our field, because everything responds, our environment responds, and our DNA responds epigenetically to our choices in our environment. And so we are our environment, what we engage in, what we feed ourselves, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, all affects our DNA, and whether it is distorted or undistorted, right? And so when we and Me even saying this, we all have distorted energy fields. We are all in a space together. Some of us are farther ahead than others, but as a collective, this is a thing that humanity is going through. And so as we find our way through it, this is how. So I just wanted to make that key point is that as much as I like to be the special one or this is like my superpower, et cetera, that all of us have the ability to tap into this state of consciousness. We all have a light body. I am not, on this pedestal higher than other people. I'm just farther down the path than some. And this is where, people that are trailblazers or way showers, we create that path for others so others can find their same way. And I just want everyone to know that we all have these abilities and some of us have our own unique flavor or version of it, but that all of us have the capacity to elevate our consciousness, to activate the light body, to activate the DNA. We all have these templates within us, and that my biggest message is this is for everybody. It's not just for people that are quote unquote special or gifted, that we all have this ability. We're all humans on this planet.
And what are the key aspects that individuals need to do to be able to put themselves in a position where they can take advantage of the Merkaba and the DNA activations?
And so what I'm about to explain, this process is all taught step by step inside of my Light Body Bootcamp, and there'll be links for that with a 7-day free pass so people can start learning, checking it out, et cetera. But what happens is we need to start clearing out the distortion, and we need to activate the Merkaba, and we need to get it online first. The first thing you need to do is become aware of it, right? There is this field of energy that is operating outside of ourselves. We are very much like a Russian stacking doll in the sense that all of your other dimensional bodies are all overlaid on top of your on top of your 3D body. Everyone thinks like, oh, other dimensions, where are those? Like it's some far off place. They're all right here, right? It's becoming aware of the existence of them and learning how to shift between them is really what we're doing. So, activating the Merkaba, being aware of this energy field that we have that is around us, within us, that is permeating every layer of us, that's the first step. Once we activate it and it turns on, and this is where earlier I explained, like if you sat in a chair and you never walked, your legs would be severely atrophied. First, we need to become aware that we even have these legs, that we have this light body, this vehicle. Then we need to fuel that vehicle. Your car does not drive without fuel. And so your light body, much like your physical body, requires sustenance to move, to operate. And so it feeds off of frequency. So the first thing we need to do is turn it on, become aware of it. Then we need to feed it. When Uni described feeling energy coming into her and rushing in, that is your light body taking in that frequency, right? And the more we feed it, the stronger it gets. Your light body needs to be exercised much like a bodybuilder exercises their muscles. You don't start off as this big, massive bodybuilder. Every day they're in there and they're lifting these weights progressively, growing their light body or growing their physical body. The light body is very similar. Through daily exercise and daily feeding and charging of your light body, it grows and develops. And as we do this, we are building energetic pathways in the dimensions that are easier and easier to traverse each time that we use them. And so this is where, daily exercise is necessary to get this functioning again. Just like how, you might go out and walk every day, or you go for a jog, or you go to the gym, that is maintenance to maintain your body. Your light body needs to be fed, maintained in order to have a high level of operation. And so this is where in the Light Body Bootcamp, we teach how to do this, how to develop the light body, how to develop the clair senses. That way, you're not just operating in the dark either. Your light body can move, you can do things with it, and also you can perceive with your higher senses as well. And it all works cohesively as one unit.
Amazing. Well, Jerome, this has been a fascinating and expansive conversation. Thank you, Uni, for sharing your experience also. Jerome, I know you told quite a bit about your boot camps, how they work, but what's the address? Where can people find out more about you and the work you do so they can take advantage of it?
If you want to find me, you can go to my website, which is my name, JeromeMartin3.com, and it is right up here on the top of the screen. You can also scan the QR code that will get you to my website, and then there are links inside my website to the bootcamp. The bootcamp is a monthly school group where it is a community where like-minded individuals that are all on this journey together, we get to, go through this process together, and we create harmonic resonance between each other, and we're in this process of evolving collectively, right? And so it is not only a community, but it is a place to come to do the work. Most people they find out about the stuff, and the knowledge is out there. There's information everywhere, but really it's about the practical application of the knowledge, where we can talk about metaphysical science all day long, but what we're doing here is we're applying the science. And this is
Fantastic.
where application goes. If you don't use something, you lose it, and if you don't develop yourself, you're not going to have it. And this is where you go to do the actual work.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming back to Guys Guys Radio and giving us more information on the DNA activation, the Merkaba, and all the other work you do, light language, extraterrestrial contact, and more and more. And for people out there, listeners, there's a lot here. We went through a lot, and you're going to say, "What? Whoa." Do the research, check out Jerome, and I think you'll see that he's the real deal and he's doing great work. So thank you, Jerome Martin. Thank you, Uni Manny, and thank you, audience out there, for another great show.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role, just to stay busy. But every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, what a wonderful return visit to Guys Guys Radio with Jerome Martin III. I also want to thank my lovely wife, Uni Manny, for her contribution when we discussed the Merkaba and DNA activations that she and I both went through under the tutelage of Jerome. And we got really positive results out of that. And everybody experiences something different because we're all different, just like we discussed during the show, that everybody's kind of like a individual snowflake, if you will, and no political puns intended there by any means. So what else did we learn? I think we learned that the metaphysical path and the spiritual path is one that is similar to, as Jerome said, like bodybuilding, where you got to get in the gym and you got to understand how the muscles work. And it's good to work with a trainer initially so you're more efficient in your workouts. Well, when you're doing, when you're on the metaphysical and the spiritual path, it's work, and it's sometimes not easy, and it's sometimes it's head scratching, and sometimes it can be painful, but you stick with it and things start to open up over time, and you start to feel really good and really open and really terrific. And it can happen to anybody. Everybody's kind of headed in to the same place, but they're on a different place, along the path. At least that's my perspective on it. You can have your own perspective. You might do your research, look up Jerome, look up light language, look up DNA activation, look up Merkaba activation, and you decide what you think of it. No promises here. I bring on guests that I vet to the show who I think can add something if you have an open mind. I think that's what's happened today with Jerome and the previous time he was on the show. For a lot of you, it's new information. For some of us, it's not new, but there's clarification that's involved there. So I hope you enjoyed the conversation, because I think Jerome is really a good guy and he's doing great work, and he's a regular guy. He's a guy's guy, and he's just happened to be tapped to do this work and help humanity. I mean, that's the goal. Nothing less, nothing more than that. Okay, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Guys Guys Radio on UK Health Radio. We're back next week with another great show. And until then, like I always say, guys, finish first.